Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, April the 25th, and I'm Margaret.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Joyce.
And coming up this week, we've got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 5:44 a.m. and sunset will be at 8:29 p.m. We seem to have had a return of some cooler weather this week, but what can we expect next week? Well, sadly, it's still going to be cool, with highs of 14 Celsius. Rain can be expected on Wednesday. Additionally, after receiving listener feedback, we have decided to move back to single-use discs.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week. If you are struggling to thread a needle, put a TAS lamp above to give contrast, use a needle threader or self-threading needle and use a colour contrasting piece of paper below the needle and cotton to highlight the contrast. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop it in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. High energy, high kicking and gloriously glamorous. The acclaimed Watermill Theatre production of Crazy For You is the ultimate feel-good musical. Strictly Come Dancing winner Tom Chambers and West End and TV star Claire Sweeney appear in the multi-award winning romantic comedy, with Charlotte Wakefield as Polly. Sound of Music, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, it features a fabulous score from the Gershwin Brothers songbook. Crazy For You charts the troubled love story of Bobby, son of a wealthy New York banking family, and frustrated Broadway hoofer, and Polly, daughter of the proprietor of a failing theatre in Dead Rock, Nevada. Set to close the theatre down, Bobby falls for Polly and, in the guise of a Hungarian impresario, decides to save the theatre by putting on a show. Mistaken identities, heartbreak, happiness and a wealth of memorable tunes, including I Got Rhythm, They Can't Take That Away From Me, Nice Work If You Can Get It and Embraceable You, all feature in this exhilarating celebration of the great Broadway musicals. This performance is showing from Tuesday the 8th of May until Saturday the 12th of May. Tickets cost £19.50 to £47.50, plus £3 booking fee. For more information, call the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre on 01902 429 212.
Next, on May the 7th, we have day trips to Kinver. Seven and a half hour return trip to the lovely historic village of Kinver along the Stourbridge and Staffs and Worcester Canal. Boat leaves the bonded warehouse at 10 a.m. and returns approximately 6 p.m. with a 2 hour stop off at Kinver at lunchtime beside the popular Vine Inn. There is also a bar on board. The cost for adults is £13, senior citizens and children £12, and a family ticket is £42. Visit www.canalboattripsstourbridge.co.uk or email tripboat@btconnect.com or call 01384 375912 or 07889 908090.
Friday night is music night, remembering George Formby. Come and join us for an evening cruise with musical entertainment and a fish and chip supper. We leave the bonded warehouse at 7:30 p.m. and return around 10:15 p.m. You will cruise the canal to the sound of either a country and country or a 60s rock and roll or jazz band. We pick up pre-ordered fish and chips along the way, wind at the top of Stourton Locks and return to the bonded warehouse. There is a bar on board selling a selection of alcoholic and soft drinks, along with tea and coffee. Only 40 seats per trip, so don't be late. Tickets are £18 with fish and chip supper. Visit www.canalboattripsstourbridge.co.uk. Email tripboat@btconnect.com or call 01384 3759 1207 889 908090. And finally, that trip was on May the 18th.
Thank you, Margaret and Phil. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre, as well as other important information. An amateur inventor from Burton has found an ingenious way to help people suffering from double vision with a more convenient, user-friendly and hygienic solution. OptiShield is a silicone cover that slips over a single lens of your glasses and helps prevent double vision. The device has created so much buzz that it is now being showcased at NADEX, the National Disability Trade Show, in Birmingham, NEC, on the 25th and the 26th of April. And it is being backed by leading local sight loss charity, Beacon Centre. Rebecca Harrison has been living with double vision, known as diplopia, for the past 3 years. Her condition that means that simple tasks like watching TV can be difficult. National Health Service solutions include a patch over one eye or tape over your spectacles. However, Rebecca, like many others, find the patches to be unhygienic and uncomfortable, and other alternatives, such as tape over spectacles, inconvenient to use. But after rummaging around her house, Rebecca had a eureka moment when she came across an MP3 player silicone cover. After cutting around it, she was able to slip it over her glasses, which allowed one eye to see with clear vision. In 2016, Beacon Centre, in collaboration with Wolverhampton University, ran the Beacon Visionary Challenge competition, which invited entrepreneurs and inventors to submit their ideas for new products or services to support people living with visual and or sensory impairment. After a very tough assessment and presentation at Beacon Centre, chaired by Stephen Fear, entrepreneur in residence and ambassador at the British Library from 2012 to 2016, OptiShield won the competition. Now, with the support of the Beacon Centre, a leading sight loss charity in the West Midlands, Rebecca has been able to fund her brainchild after wowing judges in the competition. Rebecca said, "For so many years, I have had to cope with bog-standard solutions which would itch my eye, stick to my glasses, or just look ugly. The device is made from reusable silicone, which avoids the cost of disposable patches and prevents discomfort around the eye. The invention means that thousands of people like me will finally have a convenient and comfortable solution, allowing them to carry on with their everyday lives." Rebecca is hoping to raise awareness and interest in her invention at NADEX this week from leading companies across the disability section. Howard Jones, CEO at Beacon Centre, said, "We know firsthand how difficult it is to live with conditions like double vision. But inventions like this help people live beyond their condition and overcome barriers. And that's why we support and encourage initiatives like OptiShield. Rebecca added, I have sought advice from the NHS specialists and a number of universities who have helped steer me in the right direction. But a large chunk of my success is down to the Beacon Centre and its continued backing, which helped me fund, trademark, produce a phototype and get me in touch with the right contacts to make OptiShield what it is today. If you want to learn more about OptiShield, please visit the website www.optishield.co.uk or visit Rebecca at the NADEX conference. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from Margaret.
And goodbye from Phil.